It's Before Paul Early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back with me, of course, Kristen, Mark, and yes, it is indeed early, but not too early for us and not too early for you. If you're listening to the show, we're happy to have you with us. All right, look, guys, during the pandemic, if you remember, one of the big trends that happened, people were isolated, you know, confined to their homes in many cases, and they were seeking companionship. That's reasonable, right? And a lot of people sought that companionship in the way of a new pet, new dog, new cat, whatever it may be. And we had a huge run-up on acquisition of pets during the pandemic. And now what's happened as those pets grow up, our wallets are shrinking significantly because all those new pets put a lot of demand on pet food, driving pet food prices up significantly, still going up even today. I think roughly up about 14.5% over a year ago, according to the latest Consumer Price Index information. So it's expensive to have a pet these days. And the good news, and then relative to prices only, in that context, the bad news is that about 85% of us kept those pets that we got during the pandemic. As I said, more good news than bad, and that those pets did find a permanent home, the majority of them did. But as a result of that, we continue to have demand to feed those pets we acquired, and prices now seeing a little stabilization, but still going up higher and higher. Some people chose to cut back on the quality of food, moving to cheaper dog food or cat food, whatever it may be. Nonetheless, got a lot of demand on pet food these days. Kristen, I know you have a couple of new dogs, relatively new in your family.
Yeah, I have two. Yeah. We were late to the pandemic puppy boom, but
puppy
nonetheless,
party.
Yeah.
The pandemic puppy party.
That's right. Yes. But nonetheless, we do have two puppies, and you are absolutely right. Puppy food is very expensive.
So you notice it. You go to buy it. If you say to yourself, wow, this is...
I do. You know what? I mean, I notice it and I don't notice it. Why? Because they have to eat. So I have to buy the food.
Right.
So
right.
Whatever it is, if it's $50, $70, whatever it is, I buy it because they have to eat. Kind of like when I go to the grocery store to buy my family food.
Eggs,
I know
eggs.
May
be the basics,
exactly.
Right. Gotta buy them.
Yeah, have to buy them. So, but again, all of those costs that factor into having a dog, food obviously is a major one. I mean, we have relatively smaller dogs, but if I had a larger dog and more than one of them, I mean,
you'd feel it.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Dan might be getting grilled cheese.
That's right. Peanut butter and jelly.
Instead of the steak.
That's right.
There's the solution.
That's right. But right. The increase in people food, you know, we talk about it on the show a lot, you know, increase about, you know, 8.4% roughly. Dog food, though, 14.4%. And a lot of dog food has people food in it, right?
Well, the equivalent, right. I don't know if it's directly. We share common food, the sources.
Right.
That, right. Absolutely. You know, I checked, a household spends an average of $680 a year now on pets. That's based on 2022 year spending. That's an 11% rise over 2021. So spending close to $1,000 a year, actually. I think we have a couple of dogs, much more than that per dog, I think. It seems,
right?
It feels,
I mean,
like it anyway. With
it
the
does feel
costs
like it.
And the dog food and all the rest, the pet products, you got to buy them. The kettle when you go out of town, right?
That's right.
I mean,
that's right.
It's expensive to have a pet. You better be prepared for that. And
that's
it's
right.
A big, big responsibility. There's a cute little section in the article we referenced for today's story about what people are doing to be able to afford their pets and what they're willing to give up. This is really interesting. Starting at the bottom, I'll jump in here. Mark, Kristen, feel free to do the same. But I think this is kind of funny. Right at the bottom of the list, but nonetheless meaningful on the list, what would you do to be able to afford your pet? 14% of people said, I'd be willing to not see my partner for 6 months. I think a lot of people would say that no matter what the question was.
And the percentage is probably higher, but okay,
yeah.
Keep going.
For many people, that's the solution to everything.
Right? Yeah.
But that's about the 14%. And then there is cutting cable or streaming for the rest of your life, they said. In order to be able to take care of their pet, they'd rather do that. 20% of the people said that.
How about giving up travel for the next 10 years?
22% of the people said they'd be willing to give up travel entirely in order to be able to afford my pet instead. 22% of the people said that.
Never buy new clothes again. I mean, it's a little far-fetched, but okay, 29%.
A combination of having a pet and never buying new clothes again might be a bad combination, yeah, I'll tell you that.
Exactly.
29% of the people said, I'll never buy new clothes again. I'd rather be able to afford to care for my pet. Skip social outings for a year, 33%.
Well, many of us did that during the pandemic anyways, right? So,
like, indeed, that's right. We were forced to, but now we're not and still willing to do that. And last but not least, and this is indeed a solution for many things we're feeling in the pandemic, and that is giving up our morning latte. 42% of the people said, I'll skip my morning latte
forever in order to
be able to afford my pet. And as I say, giving up that, what is it? Morning lattes now these days can be, what, $4, $5, $6, $7?
Yeah.
I don't know what a morning latte costs. But you do that every day, that's expensive.
I gave it up a while ago, so.
Take care of Rover instead, right?
Yeah. It was a cute little survey. And I think in some ways, you know, families like mine, like yours, Jeff, that have dogs, I mean, we've made sacrifices in lots of different ways for the joy of owning
absolutely
a pet, right?
We love our pets indeed. We do indeed. And heading, of course, from the Pre-W. Smith Show to the Paul W. Show next, coming up in the next hour. Ann Thomas standing by. Ann, good morning.
Good morning. I love this conversation. I don't have a pet, but isn't it incredible what people are willing to give up?
Oh, and you don't have a pet in your household right
now?
No. Yeah.
No, not
have
right
you
now.
Been a pet person or no? Just generally,
when
no.
The kids were growing up, we had dogs. Now we're taking a break.
You know how passionate, though, whether
a much
you have
needed
one in
your break.
House or not. You
yes,
know how passionate
yes.
people are. About
oh my
their
gosh, pets. It's unbelievable. Danielle is here with me this morning, and she's got lots of pets in her house, and she found this kind of interesting too.
Honestly, yes, I have cut back on a lot of things.
Keep taking care of those pets. Yes, we are dedicated to our pets. And you know what? If you're going to have a pet, that's just the way it should be, right? I mean, it can't be a casual thing.
You got to take care of them. No, they need a lot of care and love and attention.
All right. Well, the cost of pets going up, but still well worth it for most of us. That's for sure. As I said, 85% of people keeping all those pets we got during the pandemic. That's a beautiful thing. All right. Well, we're going to sign off here and hand it off to you guys. The Paul W. Smith Show coming up next right here on WJR.